You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know, though. There's a story that popped this morning that caught our eye and our ears. In Tennessee, there's a school there that has some parents upset. And, I mean, if you're a teacher, you're saying, what's new? Parents are upset with just about everything these days. But this school is upsetting some parents because they have canceled all field trips. There will be no more field trips. And why? Because the school came through with low test scores. So the principal sent out a note saying, because of low test scores, we're not going to be taking the kids anywhere anymore. And one parent said,
I feel like they learn more from the field trips because they're having fun. They don't have teachers to teach the kids. So how are they going to have higher test scores when half of them, they went a whole year last year, like without a math teacher?
Well, that sounds like a bigger issue, but hells yes. Where's this at?
Tennessee.
I'm moving. We've talked about moving to Tennessee, actually. Franklin, Tennessee. Is it there?
I don't know. I just know Tennessee.
I'm going. I'm packing up the U-Haul. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I always have wondered about.
They're stupid. Stupid. And I can say that with 100% accuracy because I've been on them. My wife has been on them. We've taken the kids in the class. Mm-hmm. I've complained about them on this show for years. You get to the museum and they scatter. They're like cockroaches. And one kid always ends up with a bloody nose that you got to deal with. One kid's over there in the corner peeing his pants. The lunches get lost.
Yeah.
You're just worried if they make it all back to the bus on time.
I just know personally, you know, I mean, I was a kid. I went on field trips. I'm a parent. My son went on field trips. But here's what I know. Let me put it in terms that I and many others will appreciate. If I go somewhere as an adult and I see buses roll up for a field trip, I flee.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I groan and I flee. Like, get me out of here.
Is there anything else to say about this?
You know,
they don't learn. They don't. So, the bottom line is they don't learn anything.
Well, and you know what else? Hold on, because the very first thing this mom says,
I feel like they learn more from the field trips because they're having fun.
I don't know if that necessarily is true.
No, they're running around like a bunch of jackasses, and they're causing havoc on whatever institution that you're at. They're creating messes. They're all just messing around with each other. Like, I've seen the little, like, a lot of times they'll just send with, like, a sheet of paper, and you've got to fill out the questions on things you see, and generally, it's just the one, like, really smart kid that actually buckles down and does it, and then everybody else copies off that kid on the bus ride home.
I'm trying to think, you know, we should ask listeners this morning, what was the best field trip you ever went on as a kid? Do you remember? What was the best field trip? And it doesn't necessarily mean it was one where you learned something. I will tell you that the one field trip that stands out in my mind, and I'll never forget it, was, I think, fourth grade. And at the time, we were living in northern Italy. We went to an American school there. But they took us on a field trip where they put us on these buses, and they took us out in the middle of nowhere for a hunt for fossils. Because this was an area that had a whole bunch. You could just, like, kick over a piece of shale, and you would see some trilobite or something fossil there. And that is one that stands out in my mind, that was worth it. Because, yes, we were rambunctious kids, but we were hunting for fossils. Because that was like, you know, think about it as a kid, you're like, that's like a huge find. And so that one was good, but the rest, when they load you up and take you like to the Jolly Rancher, you know, factory, or they take you to, I don't know, the Mint.
Yeah.
You know, are the kids learning, or are they just playing grab ass, you know?
Yeah, and generally it's like the museums, the, you know, History Colorado Museum. The last one that Knick Knack went on was up to Dinosaur Ridge. So that was, I guess, maybe a fossil/footprint experience. And mm-hmm. She said when she came home, she was like, oh my God, I need to take the next week off. She's like, the kids were everywhere and you're in open spaces and they just take off, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the ones where one kid did pee their pants.
Well, they could pee their pants back at school, but they certainly act out of control. And
but it is some, you always hear about that on field trips though, because they don't know where the bathroom is. They don't know. They don't go before they leave, and so it's just a situation where it's constant urination.
And you know what else probably? And I don't want to get too serious on this, but I mean, it also what might play a part in this is that teachers and school officials don't have the leeway to discipline a classroom like they used to be able to. So now they've got to be careful because, you know, if they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing to a little darling, then the school district's in trouble. And so teachers probably have their hands tied in the like you and maybe Nicole going as the parental chaperone, that you got to be really careful about how you are enforcing discipline on an outing from school. That's why maybe it's best just to leave the little buggers locked up in the school, right?
Maybe.
So they can be contained.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And can you remember the best field trip you ever went on? Do you have any memory of a best field trip?
I don't. I just got a funny text from Knickknack, though. She says, the Children's Museum was the worst field trip ever. I've never counted to six so many times in my life. So they hand you a group of six kids, and for the next 4 hours, you're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You should put them all in, like, the same colored T-shirts.
Yellow
like
T-shirt
the yellow
group, blue group.
Green group.
But she says she spent 4 hours counting to make sure she had all six kids with her. That's funny. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, no, I'm a 4. Where's 5 and 6? Where's 5 and 6?
And then when you said counting to 6, I thought, is that a weird change from counting to 3? 1, 2. You know, that
right.
discipline thing?
Right.
If you got to count to 6, forget it.
All right.
I bet the teachers are not that upset.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, when you volunteer for these things and you're a chaperone, you do gain a greater appreciation for these teachers and what they go through every day and trying to wrangle all those kids on a daily basis. Y'all have to be just exhausted by the end of every day. So you do gain an appreciation for sure.
I think text of the day so far has to go to Trish. She talks about how in seventh grade, our teacher took our class to the racetrack to, quote, look at horses.
Bring your money, kids.
Teacher's putting down a couple of $2 bets.
Bring your money. Lorenzo wrote in and said, my son was attending a summer camp and they took him to the water plant as a field trip. Pretty cool.
As in the sewage plant?
And I wrote back, I was like, yeah, did he learn anything or did he just make poop jokes all day? And was it just all giggling and...
It would be interesting to see.
An adult field trip. That's what we need.
I used to propose those on this show about getting a bus and doing adult field trips, and I might still have to do that because I think people would appreciate it more as an adult by far than they would if they were a kid, right?
I'd probably still make some poop jokes.
Adults would love to get out of work and take a field trip, right, Cindy? Would you like to get out of work on a field trip?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Where shall we go?
where would you like to go? Where would be a good idea for an adult field trip?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. But let me just tell you, in first or second grade, we had a field trip to Keebler that used to be over in North Denver somewhere. I don't know if it's there anymore
That's
or not.
That's right. Yes.
But my mom went as a parent chaperone. And at the end of the field trip, everybody got either a free package of cookies or a box of saltine crackers. And what do you suppose my mother made me get?
Oh, the crackers.
I was the only child on the bus on the way back with a box of saltine crackers.
You
everybody
were
else
so
had
thirsty. Mom, I'm so thirsty.
That's the saddest story of the day, Cindy.
Oh, poor Cindy.
Hey, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
All right, you guys have a good day.
Bye.
You as well. We'll be back with information about the adult field trip. Ashley, good morning. What do you got for us?
Well, good morning. First, I wanted to tell you that poop jokes aren't my favorite, but they're a solid number two.
Hey! She's here all day, folks.
We can hang out, Ashley. We can hang out.
Well, when I was in middle school, one of my teachers took us to the IMAX, and we learned all about space, and I thought that was really awesome.
Okay, I like that one.
That's kind of neat.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah. It was really cool. And it was like it was the IMAX back in the day when you had to lay back in your seat.
See, I feel like that would
so amazing.
Probably work as a field trip because the kids are all in one room and you're basically just watching a movie.
Well, yeah, and you take them to a planetarium. Like you say, you go to the planetarium and you're laying back and the lights are off and they're staring at the ceiling. They can't run around.
Right.
But there's still probably a lot of giggling and pinching and joking.
I hope so. Ashley?
That's a good one, Ash.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. Smell you later.
So much. Brian, what do you want to add to all of this?
Oh, so good morning, boys. I grew up in Miami, and they took us to Venetian pools, which is, in my mind, you have to realize this is like 40 years ago. We were teenagers, so it was a high school field trip. But it's these like coral pools that I in my mind, like I said, I think they were natural, but being in Florida, but it had to be the parents' nightmare because like 6 or 7 of us got cuts all over us from the
coral is sharp. That's right.
Coral, yeah. I think they tried to make it better, but it just wasn't. But so it was like several of us were like sitting there getting bandages on us and stuff. I remember back thinking, God, these parents. But yeah, Venetian pools. I don't even know if they're there anymore. Like I said, it was back in the 80s.
Back in the day.
Huh. Never heard of that.
Brian, thank you for the call. Appreciate you being on the show. You know, when you've got a bunch of bloody kids running around.
Right. And if there's a water situation, I'd be like, now I got to worry about these kids drowning.
Drowning and slicing their.
And keeping an eye on them.
Cassidy, what do you want to add to all of this?
So, I'm from Minnesota, and I mean, one of the, field trips we went on was to, like, the Science Museum, and it's kind of like what you guys said, where it's like, you know, they make you fill out a sheet of paper, a questionnaire of, like, what they want you to learn or whatever, you know, and that sort of thing, but it's like everyone does leeches off of the smart kid, and everyone is...
They do, man.
Everyone else is just running around like hooligans, and it's essentially, to me, like, field trips essentially just an excuse to, like, hang out with your friends and not do anything. And it's like a recess day where it's like, oh, you're not really learning anything. Like,
I find, too, that as the parent chaperone, I end up doing a lot of the work for the kids or pointing out, like, where they need to go to get the answer. Make sure you write this down. So at the end of the trip, I'm the one who's essentially learned everything.
And it turned into an adult field trip.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And I would just remember, and it's like, one thing that I do remember is that they would make you hand in the sheet once you got on the bus to go back to the school, because they knew that kids would be like rushing and scrambling to get answers written.
It's true, man. You speak the truth. It's 100% correct.
So glad you called, Cassidy. Have a great day. All right, buddy.
See you later.
Appreciate you being on the show. Sarah, what do you want to add to this?
So I absolutely hate when my kids do field trips. However, my favorite field trip was Young Ameritown because we my whole class had to get jobs, and we actually had to basically learn how to use a checkbook, how to, like, all of that stuff. And they don't do that anymore. If that was a field trip for my kids, I would
be
they
go to Young Ameritown. That's one of the chaperones that I did. I took my son and his entire class to the Young Ameritown. Yeah. And for people that don't know, it's like an entire city set up with like individual buildings. And there is like
a bank,
a fire department. There was a radio station there. And a bank and everything. And they learn how to live.
Yeah,
I mean, that one was kind of cool. I'll give you credit for that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
All right.
Sarah, glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Let's just say, the concept of the field trip is good. The concept is good. The problem is that the application of it, when you've got 25...
The execution of it
...to 50 to 75 to 100 kids when multiple buses pull up, it's chaotic. Many times.
It is. It's a free-for-all, and we've all seen it.
Do you think this principal in Tennessee was just using the test scores as an excuse because this principal didn't want to have to deal with them anymore?
Maybe.
Oh, we got low test scores. That'll do it. No more field trips.
Stay at school and learn something. I'm on their side.
10,000 text messages have come in. You may get a quick response from us. If you don't, it's because we got overloaded. Thank you for writing in and sharing your stories.